Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshadarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about man's need for support from his relatives. We all go through different states in life. Sometimes they take us by surprise, and we feel that if around us there are people that love us and support us, we can go through everything. We can overcome anything. And we'd like to understand, how does this mechanism of support work in our life? Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, it's obvious that support from others is good. Anyone in a tough spot, in a difficult situation in life, would like to be supported and helped. It gives you a sense of confidence and energy that sometimes you by yourself do not have. And it could be health issues when a person is simply sick. And the support really helps, strengthens. And also today on the internet you have lots of information, things that you can get that maybe you won't get from your doctor that guides you how to correctly deal with your problem. It could be in a group of athletes, in a soccer or basketball team. It's known that the support from the fans and the group and the coach. In short, it's very important to have this mutual kind of support, and especially in difficult times. And we also see the other side, that today we're in a time of ever-growing individualism where people prefer to live on their own, and nonetheless, in difficult times, still prefer to get this kind of support that we're talking about, and this is what we'd like to ask about on our show. So the question is, what is it about each of us that needs support from their environment? Why do we need support? The world acts, operates according to forces that we do not grasp, that we're not a part of, that we're not included in. It's much broader, much more profound, complex than the way we're built. And therefore, in whatever we do in this world, and each and every action of ours, we have to know, where are we? What's going on? What should we do? How can we promise a good outcome for ourselves from our actions? Only by somehow trusting in others, relying on others. One way or another, we want to know what is the other person's opinion of our parents, our relatives, those people that for sure want to our benefit, our teachers, wise people, doctors, and so on. Up to the point where we simply turn to the internet and different such sources that who knows what's going on there, but because we have no choice, we drink our information from there, and accordingly then we decide to turn one way or another. Yeah? This support, and also the kind of support of giving someone soup when he feels bad, or of course, such things, of course, or emotionally, it gives you strength. Of course, a person on his own can't survive in the world. This is how he's made, built to begin with. We can even see it in animals, that one way or another they're connected, both in order to give birth to offsprings, to take care of them, to help each other. There are flocks, there are different, many kinds of ties. What they need in order to exist for as long as they're alive, and also all the more man that's involved in everything, support and environment. What does a person need in order to be able to deal with life in a good way on his own? What does he need? What exactly is missing? Without an environment? Yeah, without a supportive environment. There are people around him, but if he's facing life on his own, what does he need in order to be able to deal with life? If he can provide for himself everything that he needs for life, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, which are basic things that awaken in him, then to only realize them. But in order to realize them, he already needs an environment. He needs a society. He needs people that are like him, that are inferior to him, that are better than him, that are connected with him in different ways. It's something that a person needs. A person is a social creature. This is the difference between man and beast, that a beast doesn't need anything. It connects to its spouse in the right season in order to bear offsprings and then leaves. But man, he needs an environment all the time. He can't be without an environment. He has such feelings, such inner voids, such desires, such deficiencies, I'd say, which he can fulfill only by really being connected with the environment. Why is life made that way, that we need other people? And I want to make a separation here between the environment that we all live in. Work, neighbors, school, what do we need it for? Exactly. This is a natural system that we all have, suppose. And there is what we call support. There are those people that are naturally closer to us or that at difficult times, they're the ones that support us. It's not just the people around us, the environment. This is what we want to talk about the special kind of support that we get, the strength that we get from the people that were important to usually. And the question here is actually, why is it important? Why do I need this extra? Why can't I just live like any other animal, have kids? You don't have the same safety mechanism by which you can protect yourself on your own. An animal can. An animal can. And man can't. He's weak. He can't deal with living in the north, in the south, in different places, all alone, without an environment, without a family, without anyone to support him. Birth in and of itself is very difficult, and many years go by until a person becomes fit for life, and afterwards also he can't provide for himself all that he needs. We have to share different professions, we have to have mutual support in order to really build a common life. We can't bear children and raise them like animals do, because raising a child takes 10 or 20 years. It all becomes so complicated, so complex in us, that we have no choice. We have to live inside a system that we build over time, and we've built it throughout history. It didn't come just so. It came from a state where we came out of the caves, out of the animate level, and gradually became human beings, where we started cultivating the land, growing domestic animals, and so on. Fishing, hunting, meaning we have built different forms of connection for ourselves. Correct connection in order to make sure that we'll survive. Because right now, I have a natural need to live a family life. So it's not enough that I just take some woman. We have to be together for 10, 15, 20 years together in order to raise our offsprings. I have the need to do it and to see them. I also want for these offsprings to later on grow up and help me when I'll be old and weak, something that will happen for sure. So I have to do the same for my parents and my children, for me, and so on. Meaning, here we're already in a very various society that includes inside it at once three generations: little children, their parents, and the parents of the parents. And this is already a society. And I can't care only for my own family and to be disconnected from everyone else, even if they're at a distance. But still, I need to be in contact with them sometimes because I can't provide myself with everything that I need. I need clothes to wear, food, a place to live, many things. That the more I advance, and I'm a creature that's developing all the time, so my will to receive that's developing all the time demands new fulfillments. And if so, I have to all the time advance, and I can advance only by being in a broader and broader society where there are more experts, teachers, and an army, and agriculturists, in short, everything. Suddenly I see that instead of one house, there's a village, instead of a village, a city, instead of a city, a country. And this is how it is to this day. When we were talking, I remembered that when I was a child, about at the age of 9, I think, my mother got cancer. She was a kindergarten teacher where we lived, and she taught and raised children from the entire area. And back then, cancer was much more lethal than today. And since then, our life completely changed. And for 9 years, she was ill with cancer, with ups and downs and different very non-simple states. If I look at the people that surrounded us, there were our relatives and friends. I think that there was nothing that influenced me more as a person than seeing the support that we got, both my mother as a person, we as her family, and even today, dozens of years after she passed away. Since then, I feel a circle of support that I couldn't even imagine that something like that exists. And to this day, I feel the love and the support like nothing else. Now, why am I telling you about this? In order for us to start breaking this picture down into details, when there is such connection between people, what exactly passes through that mechanism of support? What do people give each other that you feel that no matter what happens, could be the worst things, I have support, and it keeps me? You share the good and the bad with other people, and then your burden from the good and the bad is felt more as something more intermediate, bearable, and you can continue with life. It says that someone who visits an ill person takes a part of the illness with him. What's the meaning of the connection? What is it about the connection that exists more than in any other kind of connection? What does the receiver get, the giver? It's an inner kind of sharing, because we consist of desire. And if our desires are connected, then we as if pass on to each other the fulfillment that exists in the desire. A desire is like a vessel. And then this way, we're in exchange with one another. What do we like pour onto each other? The fulfillment that exists in the desire. It's the attitude towards an illness, for example, toward life, towards children, towards everything. Everyone has this mixed kind of fulfillment as a result, and therefore we can bear more. How does that contribute to man's development, this interaction? I become integrated of others. And then what? And then as if become included of several people together. Is it good? It's always good. Why? Because then I can live my life as the life of several people. I, in my life, am included of the lives of thousands of people, students, relatives, those that are closer or more distant, doesn't matter, but thousands of people, and I feel where they live inside of me. And I also feel that the more I think, the more I fulfill their vessels, even though that we're not connected right now, but still I fulfill them. And then this way we become as one person, as one man, a person that supports another person. Up until now we talked about the person that receives the support, and I understood that by being included in other people, it allows him to live his life as if out of the feelings of other people. It gives him stronger or a greater ability to endure things. Now I want to ask about what happens to the supporting person, the one that gives the support. Inside himself, he builds a copy of himself in the other person. And what does it give him as a person? It allows him to grow. Grow how? That he finished building himself on the current degree and he can rise to the next level. It gives him more importance in life and what he does. So the one that supports, the fact that he supported someone else, he received an even greater force from that to develop as a human being. Of course, this is amazing. It's a lever for ascent. So the supporting person, he as if helps someone else, but actually he's elevating himself. Yeah? What I still don't understand is, why should I absorb as many people as possible into myself, and how does that contribute to my development eventually? If you bring several people closer to yourself, then your desire, your inner qualities become greater, deeper, more ready for receiving greater fulfillment, understanding, feeling, and as a result, you grow richer. So it develops me. The more people I absorb into myself, the more I evolve. Of course. Now, once a person is in a difficult state, he doesn't have the strength, and someone else comes and helps him. What does he experience? What does he feel? What does it build inside him? It builds inside him another person. That person that came to him and helped him built in him another part. And how does that give me a sense of confidence? How does that give me strength? From the other person who came and helped. Is it important who the other person is? Because if he comes with his weakness or with bad things, no, there are so many things here that I can't explain this way. For me, it's a notion of possibilities and options. So if you're asking, please more specifically. Okay, so does it matter who supports me? Of course. It could be someone close or not, an enemy or a friend, with what intentions, how do I accept them, what do I feel? Thousands of different options. How to correctly support? There's someone that's close to me, God forbid, he's in a difficult state, and I want to support. What's the right way to support that person? Only by clothing in that person with love. That you have to make such an image out of yourself that will be accepted, perceived in a good and nice way by that person that's in need. Okay, suppose when supporting children, we know that support at a young age builds a person for life. How important is the support that a child really receives? A child must receive support, but along with it, he has to understand that this support pushes him forward, that he has to realize it himself. Otherwise, you're doing everything instead of him, and if you don't do it, then he'll feel insecure. And if you do everything instead of him, then he won't need this sense of confidence either. It's not good. So we have to give him everything that he needs in order to realize himself. Is there a difference between the kind of support that a child needs and a grown-up needs? To the extent to which they need it, each of them needs a certain kind of support. In essence, is there a difference?
No.
No. Does it fulfill them in the same way, build them in the same way? I can't answer your questions today. You're asking so broad, yeah, that I can't answer. Another relationship in a family, up until now we talked about parents and children, now let's talk about siblings. What kind of support does a person need to receive from his siblings? This is a question that holds many questions inside it. Because usually there's a combination of many forms here. First of all, on the one hand, these are siblings and there can be support. On the other hand, there could be competition. And from another perspective, it can have to do with the relationship that they have with the parents, what's going on between them. Someone's more connected with the father, someone's more connected to the mother, and so on. And how both of them use these relationships that they have with the parents, and how the parents use the relationship between them in regard to the children. It's important. And every such question is for more than one show. Going back a bit, you said that in order to correctly support someone, you have to clothe yourself in love towards that other person that you want to support. You have to make such an image out of yourself that will be correctly and nicely perceived by the other person. That's called teach the boy according to the boy's way. What do you mean? That's how it always is, that you have to clothe in a certain image that will be closer to his character, his ideals, to the way he sees life, and then you'll be able to establish a connection with him. And then this process of connection becomes education. So suppose I did it. I succeeded. We're connected. Now I want to support you. What does it mean to support? What do I have to flow onto you for you to feel supportive? You have to clothe in me. You have to feel, what do I really need? What am I lacking that you can really realize and that I can't really do because I lack the power or the knowledge? And then you try to do it in a way that I won't reject it, but that I'll accept your support gladly, with gratitude and understanding. Let's say, God forbid, a person is in distress. Could be ill, could be many other things. And I want to support. And I'm trying to use these basic principles you just talked about. And there's a basic problem with your desire to support someone. The problem is that the other person is in distress, and when I come to support that person is in distress. He has the problem. So to begin with, it's a very specific kind of connection. To begin with, there can be no connection, because you have to become integrated of that person's problem. And then you build a model, this kind of template of their problem in you. And then, from this model that you've built, you can pass help on to them. So, unless you build this form inside yourself, and in the wisdom of Kabbalah it's called the pertsuf. So, only after you build the pertsuf of the friend in you, and you work on this image, on how you help him and so on, only after you did and built and you have everything, you have a plan of how to help him, Only then do you go out to that person and help them successfully. What should I be precise about in this process? You should be precise about truly becoming integrated from that person's deficiency and to live out their deficiency inside myself, and from that to build help for that person. Going back to the question we started out with. Why is life made that way that a person, as opposed to animals, can't survive without having close people around him to support him? Very simple. Because the purpose of our life, of our existence, is for all of us to come together, unite as one man in one heart. All of us, all of mankind. And by that we will reach the image, not in body, but internally wise, we will reach the image of one whole and complete person. And this is the purpose of life, of creation, of our existence. In that we truly build a human being. And what does it have to do with a person's need for support from others? This is what it is, because I can really get support from others only if I aspire for that true image of a human being, of becoming a human being. And that one image, this inner image of a complete person, that consists of all human beings that mutually support one another. Yes, everyone's included of everyone. And what do they flow on to each other in this support? This is called life. What flows between them, this is called an eternal, spiritual, whole and complete life, which is the greatest and best possible fulfillment. Emotionally wise, what are we supposed to come out of this show with? Let's become human beings. That's all we need. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.